graying tower alone on the sea. You became the light on the dark side of me. Love remains a drug that's high and not the pill. But did you?
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac.
Baby!
Hey, that was Joseph J.
What the
hell? Eric, Trisha, Greg on assignment. Be here later. You are emotional with this great song by Paul McCartney.
See you.
I know.
This is Kathleen's like favorite artist.
Oh, really?
Oh, Kathleen.
I'm being facetious.
Oh.
Oh, does she? Oh, she doesn't like it? Serious? Oh, okay. I take it back.
You didn't like
well,
it?
Well, come on, guys. You got to sing with me. Okay, we'll give you another chance later, by the way. Seal, Kiss from a Rose from the Vacation soundtrack.
I don't remember here.
I don't remember this. In
the new Vacation. Come on. It stands on its own.
At least six or seven times.
It doesn't matter if you haven't seen the first Vacation. The new Vacation stands on its own.
Yes.
Okay.
I would agree.
We're going to talk about it. It was a joke from the movie.
In more ways than one.
Oh, yeah, it did say that. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Seal.
Seal and Cross?
No, Crosby's.
Cross.
No, you're saying.
Not Crosby, no,
Seal and Croft.
Don't worry. Seals and Croft will be in our second.
Oh, yeah, Croft, like that great macaroni.
No.
Yeah,
baby,
Seals and Croft.
Oh, that's Croft.
Wow,
you love that.
Yeah.
I think we should do a karaoke special.
You're like eating that microphone.
That's a great idea, right?
Karaoke, yeah.
I learned that at the bar crawl.
We could bring a karaoke in here and see who
a karaoke? Sing. What's a karaoke?
Oh.
What is
that
robot?
A machine?
A robot?
What is he talking about when the woman's roses in bloom?
Oh, no. You don't want to know that.
Third base.
Oh, no, third base. Good, yes. My goal for the next bar crawl, third base.
No, that's third and a half.
Okay. Well,
you know what third and a half is?
I don't want to be ambitious.
You told me during the break that you passed up something very special. I can't believe that.
Yeah, you did. We could add film at 11.
I just think we have to keep all alcohol away from Joseph because...
Yes. Thank you.
If somebody has to tell him that he didn't remember turning down something like that after just one beer...
Now there's a beer involved, too?
Well...
There was something I missed earlier.
Do you remember when Joseph didn't drink?
Yeah, and
I don't
he
drink.
Says he
I
still
remember.
Doesn't drink, but no, I don't know how you don't drink. Don't,
I remember when he was second baseless.
I remember that too.
He still might be.
I still might be.
He's trying to grow up.
Hey, if there's no fingerprints, it's not second.
Yeah, well, there's the bite prints, bite marks.
That's like a twisted second base.
Yeah. By the way, thanks,
Christine.
That's
a vampire.
Thanks, Christine. I appreciate it.
Wow, really?
In case, you don't know.
In case what? You want to advertise
she's
it?
What?
You want to advertise it?
Yeah, of course.
What?
Yeah.
There's a word for
that. She looks like Leslie Mann. A younger Leslie Mann. That's okay.
Leslie Mann's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I heard that, Eric. She's cute. Come on.
I said she's attractive. She's not my cup of tea.
I didn't even say she's hot for 50. I just said she's hot in general.
Well, she is 50, though.
Am I right? She's
up there.
She's older. That's okay.
Well,
I'm looking it up right now.
I bet she's in her 40s. That's what I'm going to say.
She looks like she's in her 30s.
I have seen some very, very gorgeous. Remember Sedona Film Festival?
She's 43.
60.
Oh. I win the something. Yeah. The
60 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, Jane Seymour.
Jane Seymour at the age of 60 donned a bikini, and I wish I could see more. She looked better than most 30 and 40-year-olds look in a bikini.
She is very cute.
She was amazing back in like Live and Let Die.
Very cute.
But no, I'll tell you.
Good talent.
She's
great
got
talent.
The whole package. She is intelligent. She's beautiful. She's talented. I think Joseph has the whole package. She's it.
He was talked in context.
Why are you talking about his package?
No, a Cuban cigar. Exactly. Bobby said something about a Cuban cigar.
I'm just going to say Chris Hemsworth and leave it at that. Dave, what's the segment brought to you by?
On, by the way, Eric, puffed on by Fidel Castro.
Nice. By the way, Joseph, Cubans are illegal.
Yes.
Oh, they are, you know.
They still are for the moment.
Cuban cigars.
But they're working on getting Cubans allowed.
I think Cubans are illegal too, aren't they?
They're going to lift the embargo, hopefully, unless you're a Mark Rubio.
Well, we now have a...
Marco Rubio. What's his name?
We now have an embassy there.
Marco Polo.
Yeah, but Marco Rubio said he would pull it down the first day he's president.
Pulled what down? The embargo. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like he's going to be president.
Yeah, there's no way. I think Donald would love the opportunity to build hotels in Cuba.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt
Cuba
about
has
that.
Some phenomenal beaches.
I'm up for it.
Before you,
I want to go.
I want to go.
Yeah. Very nice people.
Before we go any further with that real quick, see that last file on there? The speech that you guys were giving, the theme to Breakthrough Politics. Let's hear that.
Oh, no.
I'm a little bit liberal. I'm a little bit to the right. When we discuss things, sometimes we fight. I'm also a little bit libertarian.
And I am too.
You are Mormon.
And you're a Jew.
Oh, thank God you auto-tuned that because it was so horribly out of tune.
It's better now. It's better.
Did you tune it up?
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like the Chipmunks.
That was funny.
It's auto-tuned, so.
That's hysterical.
That's your new theme song whenever you guys say that. But
I know.
But before we get too far, Dave.
Yes.
Getting to serious, this hour brought to you by?
Alexander's Auto, definitely. He's definitely get down there. Alexander is such a great guy. You know, Trisha, I don't even think you met him, right?
I have not met him, but I know of him, and I know of his work.
You do? How do you know of his work?
Because we hear the commercial.
Oh, no, that's right.
No, actually, we had a circumstance. I was borrowing a car.
Yeah.
And it was when I first got here, first moved here temporarily. And I borrowed a car and it had an issue. And the first thing we told the tow truck driver, that's where you take it.
That's
and
right.
And he took care of it without any of us being there because we were en route to something. So he took care of it, got it fixed, everything, just on basically word of mouth over the phone, took care of it for us.
At 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 3310 East Thomas, Phoenix, 956-3781. That's 602-956-3781. Definitely go there. In fact, one of my colleagues is there right now.
Does Alexander work on tartan prancers?
No, I don't think so.
No, he doesn't?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
That's
what
a shame.
That?
That's an Albanian vehicle.
Yeah, vacation?
Dave,
yeah, geez. I remember. I'm vacation.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. Well, vacation, Ed Helms takes the role of a grown-up Rusty Griswold who decides to take his family on a road trip to Wally World in order to spice things up with his wife, Christina Applegate, and reconnect with his sons, played by Skylar Gazzando and Steel Stebbins. By the way, Steel Stebbins is Albania's best-known boy actor.
Did he come with the car?
Yes, he does.
By the way, that is one handsome car.
It is. It's a great-looking car, isn't it?
It's blue, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's got. I mean, you can drive it both ways. I mean, it's got an FOB, a fob, that it's got a rabbit on there, a muffin.
Does it have a Yugo logo on it?
A Yugo?
That's the Yugo logo.
I don't know.
Well, it's kind of like a patchwork quilt.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean,
that's why the cup holders are on the outside.
It also has a swastika on the fob, but don't press it.
How it's got the rear view mirrors on both ends.
Yeah, that's really helpful. It's excellently helpful. You can look at yourself. That's excellent.
That's awesome.
All right. So
I think Governor Huckabee loves that.
Okay.
You get the joke, Eric?
He
made those comments about, Obama walking, the Jewish.
We're not going to repeat it because it's unacceptable.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, unacceptable. But what
I'm
is acceptable?
Looking it up now.
Yeah, look it up because it was disgusting what he said.
Well, vacation.
I'm not voting for him.
Vacation. Oh. I'm going to go ahead and add vacation to my favorite movies of this summer. It is
Seriously?
The laugh, yes, laugh out loudest comedy of the summer. Vacation is consistently leaving viewers in stitches every step of the way to Wally World. This new sequel ups the ante for a new generation, but also honors its predecessors. I mean, my favorite actor in the film is Skylar Gazzando. He easily steals the show as the exasperatingly awkward James Griswold. He had me, just laughing hysterically every time he was on the screen.
Is that the little guy?
Not the young guy, the older son.
They were good.
Yeah, they were both great, but especially, I mean, the looks on, Skylar Gazzando's face, just hysterical. The entire cast comes together terrifically, forming a family whose funny misadventures make for one of the most entertaining times you will have at a movie theater this season, and culminate with just the right amount of heart. I was laughing in this. I was smiling in this. I felt really, really good. So I'm going to add it to Jurassic World and San Andreas and Ant-Man. This is, you know, my my fourth movie this summer that I say you have to see. Thumbs up for Vacation.
I knew you were going to like it.
And you know what I was mentioning earlier about the Chevy Chase thing? By the time Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo show up, I didn't even care anymore because I like the new family this much. And I didn't expect that. I expected to sit there and say, where's Chevy Chase? Where's Beverly D'Angelo? By the time they came, I was like, you know what? I don't need them anymore. I've got this new family. It's great to see these people that have made this franchise. But I love Ed Helms, Christina Applegate, and the two kids. Hysterical.
I really can't picture Ed Helms being married to Christina Applegate. I have a hard time with
that. You're right. Well, I don't think they have the greatest chemistry.
Well, do they? I mean, obviously
not
they
really.
Do.
No, they don't.
Really.
No. Their marriage
but
might
I was
be dying.
Like Christina Applegate. Yeah, of course. I was like
Oh, yeah.
Her.
She's, yeah. She is great.
From day one.
She's great. Yeah. She was
great on Married with Children when she was a little kid.
Tremendous.
Yeah, she's also known as Debbie Do Anything, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that from the movie?
Yes. You'll have to see it to find out.
And perhaps that's why she ended up marrying him.
Maybe. Yeah. Gold coins are involved, by the way, Eric.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he had to pay her to marry him.
No, not really. She,
the golden goose.
I'll see.
Yeah,
it.
She's a golden goose. Let's just leave it at that.
Do you want to go or would I go?
You may go.
All right. Well, as Dan Aykroyd said to Jane Curtin.
Jane, you ignorant, misguided.
No. Anyway, just kidding about that. Well, right off the bat, I'm going to tell you, I do give it a thumbs up, okay?
Okay.
But I wasn't, I thought it was too strong an R. I just thought it was a strong R, a lot of cuss words, and other things that were funny. In context, having sort of young kids, I don't think this is a good movie for them, actually.
What?
I disagree because I feel that the kids... I don't think it's that strong of an R. It could have been a lot worse. There's barely any nudity in this movie. There's two scenes. And one scene, it's like a bunch of zombies. And the other scene, I'm not going to say. It's very brief.
Yeah.
Briefs are too brief.
You
I
need
think
a yardstick to figure it out. But the point is, I thought it was a strong R just because of anything, just the vocabulary, just the bad words. I thought... That's what I thought. But
weren't the original ones R? I mean, Vegas Vacation was the only one that Vegas Vacation was the only PG-13.
I just don't remember the original being this this many.
Humor changes.
You know how that goes. I mean, back then that was rated R, and it probably would be rated PG.
But what
today.
You're right. That's probably what it is.
This is closer to American Pie. Not quite as dirty. I don't think it's quite as dirty as American Pie. It's more just.
You didn't see outrageous. The hot springs.
Yeah, I saw the hot springs.
That was pretty dirty.
It was. It was really dirty. Yeah.
But I would say what I did like about this movie was that it did have some funny scenes. It had some sort of disgusting funny scenes that I don't want to be a spoiler alert. There were a couple things that I don't think were appropriate in the beginning and the end.
You know, what do you call when you kiss someone with just the rim of your mouth?
Yeah, well...
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. We'll do that.
Yeah, that was sort of funny, actually.
Yeah.
But I thought they did a nice job showing the generation difference, though, mm-hmm. between, you know, some of the technology, Facebook, politics.
GPS?
I thought that was pretty good.
John!
Oh, yeah, that was good, too.
Trish is angry.
my biggest smile came opposite of yours is when I saw Chevy Chase. I don't think he had a big enough part. And it wasn't because of his acting, because it was so-so, right? I think he's getting... I don't know how old Chevy Chase is.
He's phoning it in now.
He's a little bloated.
Yeah, but it was for one reason. It was because it brought back great memories. Mm-hmm. And that's the only reason. So that was my biggest smile. I do think the kids were awesome. I thought that was really cool. At the end, it was a cool deal when they... I won't say what happened, but an altercation broke out. And I thought that was sort of a cool scene. So I do give it a mild thumbs up, but I just thought it was too strong an R. Maybe I'm getting old.
So do you like school? That's seriously what you sound like, Dave. All right. Well, I'm glad you're giving it a thumbs up, but it's clearly not as big as mine.
Right. Well.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Let's move on from that comment with Trisha.
I'll measure my cigar. Anything.
Well.
Hope it's bigger than your thumb.
You should see the match I have to use. It's a torch.
Okay.
Trisha, save us.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
I think she disagrees with that.
Oh,
Oh.
What?
Are we talking torch lighting or are we talking vacation?
Vacation.
Okay. So vacation, I do disagree. And I will tell, it is not a thumbs down for me. But again, it's just, I was laughing and they had some really, really, really good parts to it. The F-bomb was just so pervasive that, and I know, you know, comedy, whatever, but in certain places, the F-bomb did not belong. But other than that, I think Chris Hemsworth stands on his own. I think,
he's like a three-legged stool.
I actually really also agree with you on the family. Mm-hmm. You do bond with them. I like, there is that, amidst the comedy, there is that relationship build. But my only complaint is when she was doing the charity run, I think she should have been able to rock that.
Yeah.
And she didn't.
No.
And I was very sad about that.
Well,
so mild thumbs up.
I will say the sorority girl, the main sorority girl, was kind of attractive.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. I'm saying Christina Applegate. I think after the beginning of it, the little slip up at the very beginning, I thought after that she should have rocked it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're giving it three thumbs up.
Yep.
Vacation, three thumbs up. My thumb is really
bigger.
Yes, very big. And Dave,
but
is,
not his
Dave,
feet.
So you know they're varying degrees of thumbs, but at the end of the day, recommend you go see it.
And I think maybe we were tainted a bit by some young kids in the audience.
Possibly.
I think that might have done.
My audience, I didn't see any kids in the audience.
Yeah.
And
who would take small children to see an R-rated movie?
I tell you,
well,
but you know what? Common
thing.
Sense is not so common anymore.
No, yeah. But at the end of the day, I don't even think, you know, most of the movie isn't that bad, in my opinion, compared to some other movies that are out there. It's not, you know,
I wouldn't take my child to 50 Shades of Grey.
No. There's a few jokes that are a little bit, you know.
Is 15 appropriate age?
I think 15 is fine,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh, definitely.
If your kid is the age of the older son, then absolutely.
Right.
If your kid is the age of the younger son, probably not.
Yeah, that's how to look at it.
Yes.
Exactly.
I agree
with you on that.
Yes. Yeah. So, but I'll say, you know, my fourth favorite movie of this summer, there hasn't been a comedy this year that I've laughed this hard and this often, and I just found myself smiling. I love it when I watch a movie and I absolutely smile. One of the scenes that I was smiling the most is the next song. It is the cast of Vacation singing.
Totally auto-tuned as
Kiss
well.
From a Rose. Let's see if we can rock this, all right?
That's a good one.
Is this all a cappella?
Well, a little bit.
You get tower alone on the sea.
All right, Eric, hit it. Hey, there we go.
I don't know the words.
Oh, well, that was good chorus.
Here we go.
Remained a drug man.
Come on. Where are you guys going? Come on, Trisha.
Come on.
But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen?
All right. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Roses in bloom, the light hits the gloom.